This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. Now, back pain is something that reaches so many Americans. Matter of fact, they say that about 95% of people will experience back pain at some point in their lives. And they're saying now that actually, of course, I've been kind of teaching this for a little while, they say that you can actually eat away some of your back pain. A lot of back pain can be caused by inflammation. And inflammation, remember, whatever happens in the gut sometimes happens throughout the rest of the body, or many times actually. So John Spolino is a physician of the Laser Spine Institute, and he said, left unchecked, inflammation can run rampant throughout the body and cause all kinds of issues, including low back pain. So one of the best tips that you can have are dietary. Number one is to fight back by eating your vegetables. Most plant-based foods include things like flax and chia seeds. Probably best to lower the inflammation when combined with omega-3 fatty acids, a lot of rich cold water fish like salmon, mackerel, and sardines, herring, cod, and tuna, and trout. So a lot of these contain strong omega-3 fatty acids that will help lower the inflammation. Also, olive oil, green tea, and brightly colored fruits and vegetables can help along the way. So a lot of great tips. Think about that, just to eat away some of the back pain issues if you cut out the inflammation. So our anti-inflammatory diet is a very strong piece to lay that foundation when you're looking at back pain. Not all the time is it just some, you know, pulled muscle or segments in the spine that could be out, but a lot of times the inflammation can be coming from the gut. Lifestyle providers or healthcare providers in your area, you haven't heard about those, check them out. Go to the website and find someone in your area to help you live a better lifestyle. John, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
I've been taking Angus beef for a number of years. I wish to know, are the ingredients in Angus beef natural and good and healthy for the body?
Well, it just depends. Angus beef, you know, it's got a lot of different varieties to it. It's just kind of an overall brand, if you will. But you have to always look for, in my opinion, this is what I think is the best, personally. You always want to look for grass-fed, hormone-free, as far as the key phrases and key words and organic on the labels, if you're truly looking for that high quality or the highest quality and highest grade available as far as from the natural and organic side. Now, Angus beef itself is a great quality and you know, sells very well. A lot of people really, really like it, and so that's why it's marketed that way. But if you're going more for like my natural approach, getting away from the hormones and all that, you want to look for grass-fed. Grass-fed, hormone-free, those are the key phrases that you want to look for. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or, of course, go to the website. Now, acne is something that could really hit anyone. Everybody thinks about it when you're a teenager. But what about as an adult? A lot of adult onset acne we see quite a bit. People get in their 40s and 50s and start getting acne and pimples. And they're, you know, it's one thing to have a midlife crisis, but not when it comes to your skin. So to keep your skin clean and healthy, some of the dermatologists came together and listed out some habits that you need to avoid to keep your skin clear. So number one, you want to avoid washing your skin too often. It's important to keep your skin clean, but be careful because your body actually has, your skin produces natural oils, and you want to let those natural oils you know, work and do what they're supposed to do, moisturize the skin and create protectants. Because as you wash your skin, it causes the body to produce more oil to try to catch up. Sometimes that can work against it. Now, washing it at night before you get to bed is great. Morning, and you know, in the morning, but just don't do it throughout the day. No need to. Unless you've worked out and, you know, played in some vigorous activity, that could be a reason for it. But, yeah, be cautious with a lot of the skin. I guess the soaps and the potions and the lotions, be cautious with that. Because remember, whatever you put on your skin, 75% goes into the bloodstream. And then also, you don't want to be putting too many chemicals on there because eventually they can end up drying it out. You want to utilize your skin's naturally occurring oils and properties that can work very, very well. And another one is don't rub your skin too hard. You don't want to vigorously rub your skin. You want to be very, very cautious. If you use any exfoliants, you want to be careful with that because it may worsen acne-prone skin, actually can irritate it and dry it out. Now, another one is not cleaning your sweaty skin. So after a tough workout, you don't want to just let the perspiration just dry on your skin. At least rinse it off after sweating. You know, take a shower after sweating. Don't just let it sit. That can be a great way to keep the skin much, much healthier. Now, another one is picking at your skin, popping pimples. Now, again, when I was a teenager, definitely guilty of that. And, you know, but you don't want to do that because it's squeezing the pus deeper into the skin, creates scarring. And you want to keep your hands off your face, let the pimples go back down the sides with the help of an anti-acne lotion or cream. But really, a lot of these come from the inside out. So one of the greatest tips for skin, if you're dealing with any kind of acne issue, is to heal the gut from the inside out. So you want to put the right kind of bacteria like probiotics back into the digestive tract. You can get a great probiotic called Theralac. It's really, I think, one of the best, university tested, and has all kinds of research behind it. Of course, biochemists have made it that are just the most natural source and strand. It's, in my opinion, in my research, it's one of the best. But yeah, Theralac.com is where you can find that. But yeah, using that will really help clear the skin. It's been known to be very supportive at keeping the skin clear. Skip on the shampoos. If you've got oily hair, the oily hair can seep down in your face, can cause pimples. So make sure you wash your hair. Keep the excess oil off the forehead, face, and back. Again, that's if you've got the excess oily hair. And then, of course, getting the hair products. Be cautious. You know, I'm a big fan of using organic skincare products and personal care products. Aubrey Organics is a really good brand, and Jason's Naturals, and I mean, there's Avalon Organics. There's a lot of great companies out there. So choose one. Go to your health food store, find, and just clear out a lot of the standard chemicals, which are really toxic to the body, and look at a lot more of the natural-based chemicals. The natural-based skincare products can be very, very helpful. Healthy Home Company is another great one for a lot of these toxic skincare products, toxic-free skincare products. You can go to healthyhomecompany.com and check them out as well. Stopping your acne treatment, too. If you've got a prescription medicine, especially if it's an antibiotic, you've got to take it all the way through. But there's some other medications out there that are a little bit stronger, and your doctor may have you on it. So follow through with what they're telling you, but look at some natural options as well. Bring those to the table to your dermatologist. Challenge them and see if it's something that they would be okay with you using. Again, you don't want to be on medications forever, right? So you want to figure out it's okay to manage our health, but you got to look at what the root cause is. The root cause is what's going to lay out your overall foundation. 888-283-7272. We're coming right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. I'll jump in and answer more of your questions as well. And also some new fitness tips. Not only help drop the belly fat, but also that weight on the hips. What do you do? We'll talk more about that when we come back. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's when McCaddy lost sight of it. That little white pellet has never been found to this day. But it went straight down the middle, like they say. Whack down the fairway. It went smack down.
If you're looking for a place to come where you can learn to live a better lifestyle, to thrive again, to not be stuck in the same old, but to really begin to live a better life, you've come to the right place. That's what this show's about. We're going to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Our choices determine the kind of health we're going to have. And if we can make better choices on a regular basis, then you can really begin to take life to that next notch. And you can. You don't have to be stuck where you are. You really can make it if you build a good lifestyle plan. June, you're with us next. How can I help?
I am presently seeing a neurologist for MS, and I was taking a pill form of treatment as opposed to a needle, and I much prefer the pill. But I'm out of the pill, and my hands are tingling and going numb, or they feel like they are. And my daughter says, Mom, that could be arthritis, but I'm out of my medication. Should I take my medication? Should I call and get more medication? Or should I see someone for my hands for maybe arthritis?
Well, I would do both. I mean, you want to get, you want to look at the medication. I mean, if they put you on it, your physician, you need to go back to that physician that put you on it and, you know, and build a good, and build a, either a stay on the game plan or tell them you want to do a different plan, whatever it might be. But that's really important. I mean, focus on that. You want to build a good, solid plan no matter what. And then also, from the hands and the arthritis, I mean, I think it would be good to have them evaluate it, but you might want to go to a different physician to get a fresh opinion or a different opinion about whether your body actually needs it or not. You know, again, it might be a deficiency. It might be inflammation building up in the digestive system. And there could be a lot of reasons why your body's doing that. So I would get that looked into first and foremost. And it can be something simple, like a nutritional deficiency, but getting it looked at is the key. Janet in High Point, North Carolina, says, recently, my white blood cell count was elevated. And, of course, my doctor says it's a little bit of an immune system issue. What should I increase to be able to support that? Well, you want to follow what they're telling you first and foremost, but there's a lot you can do for your immune system in general. I mean, vitamin C is great. You can look at vitamin D3. So getting a blood test done to have that checked out is very, very important. Sometimes B12 can be helpful, but at the end of the day, for your immune system, you got to focus more on your eating habits and lifestyle habits. So exercise, believe it or not, more so than focusing on vitamins and minerals, can be a bigger piece because of what it does to the overall immune system. It raises endorphins and it raises the body's recuperative and recovery ability to be able to support. So I would look at that first and foremost because, again, it really comes down more than anything to your day-to-day habits. Because the immune system can drop, but it drops for a variety of reasons. Too much sugar in the diet, processed foods, and then not really getting the nutrition that your body needs on a regular basis. Again, every now and then, you know, two or three meals a week, you can kind of eat whatever you want. But for the most part, you've got to do sustained work to get the kind of immune system support that your body needs. And it's not just, people look at supplements and they say, oh, I'll just take this and build the immune system up. It's better to get it from your nutrition and get plenty of fruits and vegetables. And then, of course, lean quality protein sources at a good level. And then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados, getting the right kind of fats in on a regular basis is such an absolute key to winning that battle. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to the phones and talk with Rose. Hi, Rose.
I had a stroke 2 years ago, and I would like to discuss electronic stimulation for pain control and, you know, anything else you can recommend for the stroke pain.
Well, that type of therapy can be helpful. People get really good results with it. So, again, it's going to come down to personal preference for that. And talking with your physician and you guys make a good decision on what route you want to go in that direction. But I will tell you, in these type cases with stroke, you always want to get your nutritional assessment done. Make sure there's no toxic buildup in the body and that you've got plenty of or a total amount of the nutrition that your body needs so that you're not having an issue with some of these. Because, I mean, the challenge with stroke is there's so many different avenues of where it could come from. And until that gets looked at and until it really gets evaluated, that becomes the overall challenge. So when it comes down to deficiencies, get that checked out with lab work and then go from there. Because that's going to give you a good solid piece of what to look at. And I mean, there's hair analysis for heavy metal buildup in the body, and that can be a big trigger. A lot of could-bes. Get the testing done, and that's where a lot of that lies. All right. Now, a lot of nutrition experts won't eat. There's some top foods that are just absolute no-nos. People, most nutritionists and dietitians don't care if you cheat a little bit. And actually, we need to. I think it's actually good for us. But there's some basics that you can really, really stay away from, and there's a reason. A lot of the, number one, the processed meats. A lot of the processed meats have nitrates, which are very, very toxic to the body. And, of course, they allow for certain amounts of those. But you want to be very, very careful. You want to limit the sodium. Also, remember, 2,300 to 2,400 milligrams a day is the average for the typical adult, and then 1,500 milligrams if you're 51 or older, or if you're African-American, or have high blood pressure, diabetes, or chronic kidney disease. Have to be really careful with sodium. And then, of course, sugary coffee creation. So the fancy blended drinks at the coffee shops, loaded with sugar. I mean, unbelievable. Loaded with sugar in a big way. So use stevia. It's a good option. And if you're going to drink your coffee, drink it black. Switch over to green tea. That's a great option. Again, coffee's not horrible, but just keep it limited. Another one is margarine. Switch over to real butter is a better way to go. It actually, real butter can help lower the LDL and raise the HDL cholesterol. The opposite of what we always thought. Processed pastries, a lot of the breads and cakes and crackers, you want to avoid those. There's just not a, there's really no health benefit whatsoever. So the other, a lot of the canned frostings and the sugar packed cereals, again, switch over to whole foods. It makes the biggest difference.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Developing out of Chicago, where police now believe actor Jesse Smollett staged a hate crime against himself. Two brothers reportedly telling investigators they were hired for $4,000 to buy a rope to put around his neck and to pour bleach on the actor, who is black. The Reverend Al Sharpton says Smollett should be held accountable if the attack turns out to be bogus.
Hello, Miami. I am thrilled to be back in the state I love, with so many proud, freedom-loving patriots.
President Trump in Florida, speaking to a huge crowd of supporters at Florida International University. The president speaking about the situation in Venezuela, saying a new day is coming in Latin America and that socialism is dying across the world.
In Venezuela and across the Western Hemisphere, socialism is dying.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Whatever you struggle with, we are here to help. Here to take you from where you are in the current state of health to where you need to be. It's all about lifestyle. Check out our website, too. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, they can help you along the way. Team members are growing all around the country. And our on-call radio app. If you're looking for an app where you can listen to the show, don't want to be tied to the radio, you want to listen on your phone or your iPad, you can do that. Just go to the store. It's absolutely free. Costs nothing. But can give you great benefits. Now, our food of the hour, one of my favorites. Again, this food has been touted for years to raise your cholesterol. And everybody said, don't eat them. Stay away. The reality is, eggs are powerful. A lot of great health benefits. Omega-3 support. So, again, so much has been knocked with eggs about saturated fats and those sort of thing. But now, of course, there's a great availability of eggs that are unusually rich in omega-3 fats. Eggs get their high levels of omega-3s, and they're just extremely beneficial. A lot of healthy fats that can help. Of course, I like the pasture fed eggs. It can provide the hen with clover and alfalfa, which are two examples of strong legumes that are rich in omega-3s. So the pasture feeding can double the amount of omega-3s in an egg yolk. Powerful. So as a group, they did a big study, and the eggs showed mixed results. Part of the difficulty that researchers had when trying to determine the pros and cons of egg intake was the tendency for participants to consume in other foods high in fat or saturated fat along with eggs. For example, at breakfast meals in the U.S., eggs are often served with bacon, sausage, or ham. So the simultaneous consumption of those can cause all kinds of issues with cholesterol. So it's very hard for them to really piece it together. Another complicating factor in the egg research was the fiber-free nature of eggs. So eggs don't have a lot of fiber in them, so it was tough to really link those to a real issue with cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and cancer. So these factors created different views. However, they did do a total study, and they've shown no increased risk of either heart attack or stroke in conjunction with egg intake up to 8 eggs a week. So interestingly, these studies have also shown the ability of egg intake to increase levels of HDL, that's the good cholesterol. Not only did egg intake increase the HDL molecules, it also improved the composition of cholesterol as a whole. So you got to look at that. I mean, that really is the strong component in there, and it's got a lot of choline in it. The egg yolk has quite a bit of choline. The choline helps to raise acetylcholine in the brain, helps with memory, helps with overall brain function, helps to lower the HDL or the LDL cholesterol too. Another big issue or big topic that they found is that with type 2 diabetes, people did very well. The apolipoprotein E and the high levels of apolipoprotein C3 in the blood was determined in the lab testing, which they know helped with type 2 diabetes and also with the cholesterol issues too. So, you know, evidently right now the study is, there's tons of omega-3s if you get more of the pasture-fed hens or the eggs from the pasture-fed hens. And then also we know that's going to help heart health, also with blood sugar levels, and also can raise HDL. And the average, they say, is about 2 whole eggs a day based on this study is deemed beneficial and actually good for our health. So pretty exciting. Eggs are back, which they've actually been back for a long time, but I'm pretty excited to see studies around them. We know they've been good, but we want entire science community to validate that and to understand that as well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to this website. Let's go to the phones. Amanda, you're with us. How can I help?
I have a pain all the time on my left side, underneath my left rib cage, and they can't find anything. And now the pain is starting in my back on the same exact location as the front.
Well, if they can't really find it, and you got pain in the side and it wraps around, say from the back of the spine to the front, you may have what we call having a rib that's out of position. The rib head can, it's very slight, but it can actually move out of position. And when that happens, it can create quite a bit of pain. So you want to be careful with that because it really can be quite the challenge. But yeah, that's one area you want to look into. And I would be really careful with that because if somebody needs to work on it, whether it's an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician, even physical therapist, but somebody needs to get in there and take a look at it because that can be quite the challenge and can create some bigger issues long term. And you want to avoid that as much as possible because the pain and the inflammation can stay and can be steady. And again, if they've medically looked at it and they've run the test, know that it's not something organic going on internally, that's good. You want to make sure that that's completely ruled out, so you don't have any challenges that way. But I would look structurally. And typically, there can be a pretty strong structural issue that could be causing that. And that would be a good place to really start and make sure that that's pretty much ruled out. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. We're here for you every single day. That's what the show's about, is to really help support you and give you a place where you can come. Because at the end of the day, it's tough. It's tough to walk through this whole journey of health and not know what to do, not know which way to turn. And, of course, everything now on the Internet, and within a lot of the different health shows is challenging. So to have a good gauge and way to take your lifestyle plan, that is a key. All right, Justin, you're with us next. How can I help?
Wondering if you've ever heard of the Hulda Clark version of gallbladder liver flush.
It's a good one. I mean, it's basically for the liver gallbladder flush, you're going to do freshly squeezed apple juice, or not freshly blended apple juice or juiced apple juice, and you do that in a mixture with water, about half and half, and you'll do that with some cayenne pepper, and also you do it for about 3 days, and you drink almost a gallon of it for 3 days, and then at the end of it, you do about 4 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon juice and 4 ounces of olive oil, extra virgin, about 2 hours before bed, and then you end up passing a lot of the gallbladder stones. And, yeah, I mean, it's helpful. It is. People get really good benefits from it. So I would take a look at that. I mean, also, you've got to figure out why the gallbladder is doing that and look at your overall nutritional profile and your eating habits and all. I mean, all of that plays in and plays a big role. So you want to get that evaluated and looked at as much as you can because, I mean, at the end of the day, with the gallbladder, as long as there's no major stone blocking the cystic duct, you should be okay. But it's just about getting everything functioning at its peak level. You know, again, that is where a lot of the medical evaluation comes in, where they can kind of check that. And they can check through some of the basic testing the efficacy of the gallbladder and how well it's working. But, yeah, I mean, the flush never hurts. Most physicians, you know, in traditional medicine won't buy into it that much. But from the alternative world, that's always been kind of a gold standard. If you start getting that crampy kind of pain over on the right-hand side, you've had it medically checked, because I'm a big fan of that, making sure that there's no, that the ultrasound, everything that came out clear, and they're just kind of telling you to watch it and keep an eye on it. Typically, that can help quite a bit. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web. Kidney and thyroid cancer rates are actually up with U.S. children. It's kind of alarming. Although the overall rate of cancer in American children and teens remained stable during the last decade, the rates of thyroid cancer and kidney cancer seem to be on the rise. Now, the rate of thyroid cancer saw annual increases of nearly 5%, and the specific type of kidney cancer that's most common, called renal cell carcinoma, had an average increase of about 5.4% per year. So it's scary, Dr. David Siegel says, to see an increase, but these cancers are overall very rare, and the increases are very small. So this is based out of the oncology department at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. We don't want to give a message that's alarming, you said, but from 2001 to 2009, the overall rate of cancers among children and teens remained stable to about 171 cases per million. And all the researchers did look at the reasons for the increases. They looked at obesity rates and all the different testing, like the x-rays, CT scans, and the like. So they put all that together, and this was all published in the Journal of Pediatrics, but they said cancer is still rare in children, which is a good thing. And he said there's no reason to panic, but he said that we are seeing rates rise. Also, cases of melanoma skin cancers have dropped. So that's the good news. But a lot of the rates have decreased, but they're going to keep an eye on this. This is all based out of some research in Atlanta. But the challenge is, I mean, to see kidney and thyroid issues, cancer for that matter, go up in our kids, we've got to look at the environment, in my opinion. And toxins in the environment, from, you know, the chemical toxins to a lot of the chemicals in the food supply and, of course, in the water supply, over 400 chemicals in the water supply in some areas that the Environmental Protection Agency and the Environmental Working Group have noted to be cautious of. So, again, environmental factors play a role, and we have to be aware of that and do everything we can to protect ourselves and give our kids the best options possible for their overall health. 888-283-7272. Coming up, we're going to jump in more questions about your health and some new research you don't want to miss. There's some fitness tips to help melt the fat away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. Our team members can help you along the way. Now, if you smoke before fatherhood, check this out. They said men who smoke before becoming a parent may put their children at an increased risk for asthma. This is a new study that's out. Researchers showed that asthma was much more common in children than whose fathers were smokers before the conception. A child's risk of asthma increased if the father smoked before age 15, and the risk grew longer if the father smoked. Well, the findings showed an association between a man's smoking history and asthma risk in the children. Again, this was done by the European Respiratory Society in Munich, Germany. But the study is important because it's the first study looking at how the father's smoking habit, preconception, can affect the respiratory health in children, which is really fascinating. So given the results, we can presume that exposure to any type of air pollution from an occupational exposure or chemical exposure could have this effect. So it's important for policymakers to focus on interventions targeting young men and warning them of the dangers of smoking with other exposures to their unborn children in the future. Animal studies have suggested that a father's exposures before becoming a parent can harm the offspring. That's always been a big topic. But it's interesting, that's for sure. And again, we always get on to the mothers for not smoking during pregnancy. But guys, it's up to you as well. And create the right environment so that there's no issues. Because again, you've got firsthand smoke, which is from the person smoking. But you've got secondhand smoke from the person ingesting. You've got thirdhand smoke, which, you know, can be coming from the actual person itself and the clothes and all of that. So all of that can be quite the challenge along the way. And it's interesting how all the process works. So something to think about, that's for sure. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give us a call or go to the website. Let's go to Terry on the phones. Hi, Terry.
I have advanced prostate cancer. I'm doing everything I can to kind of push the finish line down the track, including running 3 miles a day on a treadmill, making raw vegetable juice, drinking green smoothies with a lot of cruciferous vegetables. I was just calling up and maybe to ask for some advice.
Well, I will tell you this. I mean, first and foremost, your attitude's fantastic. Your goals are fantastic. And just because something is deemed advanced or last stage or whatever, stage four, don't let that ring true in your head, because you're doing everything right. I mean, if your eating habits are like they are, organic, hormone free, the best you can, you know, green drinks, getting your alkalinity up, plenty of fruits and vegetables throughout the day, juicing, blending, getting those high level nutrients in. I mean, that in itself is just amazing. And that alone can be one of your greatest tools to really win in this game. Exercise, getting your immune system up, not doing it too much, but, you know, vigorous for short duration. The research behind it is staggering for what that does to our health, to our cells, to make them healthy and to build up our immune system all the way around. I mean, it's one of those deals that you know, you're asking me what else you can do. If you have that good, solid nutritional foundation, I would tell you to get somebody to coach you in it. If you've done a lot of self-research, that's great, but you want somebody that's dealt with cancer, plans for cancer, eating plans, understanding how the body works, because you can get 75% of it right yourself, but I think that last 20-25% really needs to come from somebody that's a top expert that can guide you and monitor you, too. It's one thing just to say, well, here's your diet plan or eating plan, lifestyle plan, whatever. But it's another to really monitor you and to go with you day to day and make sure everything is where it needs to be. I mean, that is an absolute key in understanding how to make that work. I would make that a top priority to have someone coach you along the way. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Just give us a call or go to the website. Now, water is really good, right? We talk about water all the time. 75% of your body's made of water. If we don't get enough water, we can become dehydrated, have all kinds of health issues along with that. But too much of a good thing can be deadly, they say, for athletes. Deaths of two high school football players in Georgia. The players died of exercise-associated hyponatremia, which occurs when athletes drink lots of fluids when they're not thirsty. And the too much fluid intake causes the cells to swell with water, resulting in muscle cramps, nausea, vomiting, seizures, loss of consciousness, and even death. So a high school football player in Georgia drank 2 gallons of water and 2 gallons of sports drink during practice. He later collapsed at home and died in the hospital. The other football player was from Mississippi and developed hyponatremia during the game and died after being taken to the hospital. According to the study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, this was laid out. The researchers noted that hyponatremia has been confirmed or suspected in more than a dozen runners' deaths in recent years. This was done at Loyola University Medical Center. While drinking only when thirsty can cause mild dehydration, the risk associated with dehydration are small. And he said no one has died in the sports field from dehydration, but the adverse effects of the mild dehydration are questionable. So interestingly enough, cautious on your water intake. Typically half your body weight in ounces of water each day is a good rule of thumb for getting the proper intake that you need. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.